League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, it's Injury Time Extra once again, a series that takes you closer to your football stars in India. Well, in the past we've got you likes of Daryl Duffy, Cameron Watson, Robin Singh, and also the skipper of the Indian football team Sunil Chhetri come on the show and share their story. Well, guess what? This time too, it's no different. He's one of the key members of the FC Pune City side, has shared the dressing room with the likes of Diego Forlan, Edison Cavani, Luis Suarez, Miroslav Klose to name a few, and now in India forms a lethal partnership with Brazilian Marcelino. Well, you guessed it right, I am talking about Emiliano Alfaro. Well, I happened to speak to Alfaro when he was in Mumbai for his side's match against Mumbai City FC. Well, what wait for? Dig in and listen to what he had to say.
Alfaro, first of all, welcome to Injury Time Extra.
Thank you so much.
It's been quite a season for Pune, FC Pune City. How would you describe these past few days with the team?
Very, very nice. First of all, because the city is very nice. The people there are also very friendly and I like it. And about the team and the people in the team is fantastic. So I'm very happy here. My experience here in Pune, it's my second time in India, second season, but it's very, very great.
Pretty happy with what you have done so far. Your performance itself speaks for itself.
Yeah, I'm happy also with my performance, but I'm more happy because the team is going good. We are a good team. We have good individuals quality, but we also have a good team with mix between experienced players and young players, and this is good for all teams. So I'm very happy also for my performance, but for team performance.
Right. You spoke about your second time in India. You were with Northeast United FC last time around. Why Pune this time?
Why Pune? Just because they insist too much me to come here. Uh-huh. Of course.
When you say they, you mean the coach?
Because the coach was another coach before.
Habash.
Yeah, but the coach before.
You mean the management?
Even the management.
Okay.
Tej has got up. So they showing good interest in me. And for me, this was fantastic also. And because also I informed with other players from last year, played here, and they speak very good about the club, the city. Because of that, I decided to come here.
Well, when you joined FC Pune City this time around, the coach was not announced, if I'm not wrong.
No.
The coach was not announced. So you were of the impression that Habas would continue as the coach. Mm-hmm. But Popovic came in. So how has it been working under Ranko Popovic?
No, it's very good. It's very good. Yeah, we changed the coach before we started the league. But this is things that sometimes happen. I don't know what was the difference, but this is not a problem now. Now we have another coach. We try to learn about him. We try to improve every day, and this is very good for us.
Well, right. You played against Pune last season. They are kind of perennial underachievers in this competition, the Indian Super League. What has changed this time around? You see they winning the matches, being in that top four, fighting for that place in the playoff. What has changed in the team?
Between last season and this season?
I know it's a little difficult for you to comment because you were not part of the system, mm-hmm. but according to you, what has been
different? I can't talk about last season from Pune because I wasn't here.
Right.
But yes, I can talk about this season. Uh-huh. Our target from the beginning and from the target for the club is reach semi-final, first of all. And we are really doing well in that way, but uh-huh. until now we didn't reach nothing. So we have to keep the same way, try to continue, and if it's possible, to do our best to reach the semifinals. It's difficult to compare both teams, mm-hmm. but maybe this year we have little more luck than if you compare than last
year. Do you believe in luck?
Eh?
Do you believe in luck?
I believe in luck. Of course. But you have to work to the luck come.
Uh-huh.
You cannot see.
You work hard and
I work hard. Yeah,
and luck comes your way.
Yeah, like I think this is my opinion. Okay. If you don't work, maybe you are calling the bad luck.
Oh, is it okay? Not yet into the semi-finals. Still fighting for that position. What more do you think Pune has to do to ensure that Pune plays in the semi-final?
The same that we are doing. We cannot change nothing. Just do the 100% each game. This is minute by minute, you know. All teams here are very strong. If you see, it's very equitative. Maybe the last one can beat the first one. This is very, very competitive league. So we have to keep the same way. And I think if we continue the same way, we have good chance to go to the semi-final. But as I told you, until now we didn't reach nothing, so we have to keep and continue in the same way.
And one thing I have to ask you, coming from outside India, looking at the quality that India has, the players, the Indian players, what do you think about the Indian players?
I think that they are improving a lot from that league. They are coming better and better every year. Last year, if I compare last year with this year, example here in Pune, there is many young players, very good quality and good talent.
You have a really young goalkeeper in Vishal Kaur.
Young goalkeepers, young. We have young players in all lines.
Ashik is there.
Ashik, Momo, Isaac. There is many. I cannot only give 1, 2, 3 names. There is many.
So every position there is an Indian player who's fighting for the place.
So I think that they are improving and they are coming better and better this year. I hope this continue in the same way.
Well, that's all about the ISL, the Indian Super League. Let's just talk about your life. How did football happen to you?
How the football happened to me? Yeah, because in my country, everybody speak about football is culture, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's like cricket here.
Right.
There is football, so you don't have other way.
Uh-huh.
From my father, my brother, everybody play football. So for this reason, I love football and sports in general. I love sports and I like it, and I will try to show this to my kids also, because I think that sports are very healthy for the life, for the life, for the relationships, and my wish is to keep this with my family, my son, my daughter, everything like that.
You said your father, your brother also played football. Did they play at a professional level?
My brother played professional. He played in Korea, and Uruguay, of course. My father not professional, but amateur. He played until 45. Until now, he's playing with the senior. My family, everybody loves sports, and I love this also, because the time that I remember, I remember with doing some different sport, and this is very good for me.
From Liverpool, Montevideo to Lazio, to sometime in Al Fujairah in Qatar, now in India, how has this whole journey been?
It's very difficult.
A very long journey.
Very different countries, very different cultures, but I love it. I love it. That's one of the things that I decided to come here the first year, to see the culture, to see the people. I love it. I was in UAE two seasons, different teams. Also, I like the culture there. I play in Thailand, in Buriram. Mm-hmm. So I play in Rome, in Lazio, in Rome, in Argentina also. I love cultures around the world. I try to learn that possibility that football gives to me. And it's also, when I have to take a decision where I go, it's also important for me the culture of the country to understand, to learn, to open my mind about that things also.
All right, talk about the Lazio a bit. You're also an Italian passport holder, if I'm not wrong. When Lazio happened, why didn't you choose to continue that?
No, they sell me to Buriram in Thailand. Because there was very difficult. There was Miroslav Klose, many good players, top players. So I preferred to go to other place to play, to have continuity, you know?
Somewhere you could get game time.
Yeah, in Lazio I play, but I'm not a star in the first 11. Mm. Sometimes in the bench, sometimes go inside. Mm. So, in my opinion, the players have to look for play. Mm. even if you have to come down little in the level, because play is everything for us.
Right.
So it was a fantastic experience there, because I learned too much from the my partners, my teammates, about the country, the league, everything. But after that, my choice is play.
Uh-huh.
And I have to look different places to play. That was because I went loan to Al Wasl in UAE.
Uh-huh.
I went after they sold me to Buriram. Football is also business, and sometimes clubs make business between them, and I finish in Thailand.
Well, before we start talking a little more about your life, one question I have to ask you. Miroslav Klose, you mentioned.
Yeah.
How was it training with him, being around him?
No, he's
one of the legends in German football.
Yeah, he's the top scorer in the World Cup history.
Yes.
He's an example in everything. He's really example for young players, for young people, for all players also, because he is professional. He have schedule for everything.
Mm-hmm.
He don't leave nothing.
Nothing to chance.
Nothing to And it was fantastic time with him there. Mm-hmm. He learned me many things, movements, about tactics, because he also study football off the field.
That's the thing about Germans, they just don't play football, they study the game.
He look all games, he study all opponents.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was an example, and is an example for my career, and and for many players also.
Well, that about your playing career, but what about your life outside the football pitch? How has it been over the years? Your wife has traveled along with you, if I'm not wrong. How has it been for her?
Football give me the chance to know different countries around the world, and different cultures, as I told you.
Mm-hmm.
My wife come with me, my son, one of them, born in Dubai.
Okay.
So football player life is everybody thinks that maybe it's easy, but sometimes there is many things very, very difficult. Now I am alone here because my wife is accountant, and she's working there. So she support me 10 years
Uruguay?
Around the world.
She's in Uruguay.
Now she's in Uruguay. She came with my She was here 2 months.
Sometime back.
But as she support me 10 years around the world, coming with me, making travels along with the babies, now I have to support her also, because this is the life.
But how was it telling her that you will be traveling around the world and you would love to have her along with you when you go around? Was it difficult?
So when did you say that we'll marry and you will be a professional footballer traveling around the world? How did you convince her that marry me but I'll still be with you?
No, because you know...
She knew about it? That she will have to go around with you?
No, she don't know.
Okay.
She don't know, but things happen and you have to take decisions.
Uh-huh.
So when this happened, when I start to play professional, when I start to have options to move other countries, she support me. She in that time she leave also the studies.
Uh-huh.
She was finishing his studies. As I told you, she's a accountant. She support me in that time, she leave everything, and I have to support
now
her
now. Now it's your turn.
Yeah, now it's...
Stay back time.
Everything is changing, you know? So it's good, it's good. It's good because that's the life. Sometimes somebody makes something for you, and after you have to come back with the same.
Absolutely. Another thing that stands about your career is Al Fujairah. You played there for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Then you came to India to play the ISL.
Yeah.
But the year you decided to come to India is when they hired Maradona as the coach.
Yeah. I don't know. When I went in loan from Lazio to Al Wasl, Maradona was the coach also.
Okay.
And when I came, he left.
Okay.
He left.
It's been touch and
go. So yeah. I don't know what happened, but I don't know. For this year, when I finished my contract in Fujairah, I come back to my country, enjoying my holidays, and they start to call me here from the club, and after I decide to come back here because many things, but one of them because the people here is very very funny, very very good people. So
they're very funny.
He's also very funny.
Very funny.
So okay, that was the decision.
Okay, you said going back home for vacation, but another thing you do going back home is play for Uruguay. Played one match. I read somewhere that you do not regret that you couldn't play more, because the coach had players like Luis Suarez, Edison Cavani to choose from.
Forlan in the best moment.
Yeah. These guys to choose from.
What to do? I born in wrong time. nothing. For me, national team is when you represent your country is one of the best things.
That one match, will I always love it?
That one match, but I was many games on the bench. Uh-huh. So for me, stay in this group, mm-hmm. in this team, mm-hmm. supporting my country, mm-hmm. representing my country, mm-hmm. Was a dream. You know, I play World Cup under 20, I play World Cup under 17. Mm-hmm. With my country, representing mm-hmm. my country, but when you come to the
senior team,
is the best moment in my career, in my opinion, mm-hmm. and it was fantastic time.
You spoke about playing alongside Forlan. Suarez was just coming up, Cavani was just coming up. How was that experience? Forlan is again a big man in Uruguay, isn't it?
Forlan is, in my opinion, the big example to be a professional in football in Uruguay and around the world. So it's like Miroslav Klose. Uh-huh, uh-huh. They are same style. They always have something
everything
to do. They work
decided.
Too hard. But Diego make me better player because he tried to learn. He tried to show me many things, and I understand this, and I learned from him many things. And about Suarez and Cavani, we played together in under 20.
The World
Cup in uh-huh. Canada, and when they was also 19 years, mm. they also was strong. Right. So nothing. Enjoy
the Ajax.
Yeah, in that time Suarez was in Groninger.
Groninger before Ajax. Just before Ajax, right?
And Eddie Cavani was in Palermo.
Palermo.
Yeah. But big players, big uh-huh. persons. And the most important, and for me, my opinion, is they are very mm. normal people. Normal people, even if they are stars around the world, mm-hmm. they continue and keep the same manners to uh-huh. be with the people, and this is great for us, and this is properly
the people like you and me
for our country. For our country, you know?
Absolutely. Are you surprised by the way Suarez and Cavani have gone on to become
the
player?
No.
Or you always expected them to lose?
No, I always expect this because they are very fantastic players as quality. But they are strong mind, uh-huh. and mind make the difference okay. between good players and top level players.
Right.
And they are top level players because mm-hmm. quality, but in my opinion, because they are mm-hmm. strong here, uh-huh. head. And they try to keep to take something, and they uh-huh. never stop. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the things that I learned in football. Uh-huh. If you are a strong mind, mm-hmm. you are one step. Up right. if you compare with others.
Right. You spoke about keeping your mind strong and looking ahead in the match. This is something that people in India, players in India, will look up to you to learn from. So has that happened in Pune also? Young Indians looking up to you?
Yeah, we try to show this. But you don't need to talk to show this. You need to do in the pitch, mm-hmm. in the training, mm-hmm. off the field. Mm-hmm. So better you can ask them how I am.
Okay.
Because I cannot talk about me.
Absolutely. Another thing, Under 17 World Cup, Under 20 World Cup you played. India hosted the Under 17 World Cup last year.
Yeah, I watch.
You watched the match.
What
do you make of it?
In my opinion, they play very, very good, mm-hmm. but they can't score.
Yeah.
So after they receive goals and they come out. But uh-huh. if they, with little more, exactly how to say put the goal uh-huh. inside the
right.
goal, because they make chance to score uh-huh. and they don't have luck to when they
inside
when
they the shoot. Box they don't
inside
know what
the box. But I was impressive because they play very good, mm-hmm. they have personality players, character players, uh-huh. Maybe for the next World Cup they should be better luck.
What about the other players? Abel Ruiz from Spain, then you had players from Phil Foden from England, few of the players who stood out. What do you make of them?
About the players of under 17.
Spain and
England won the World Cup. They had Phil Foden who plays for Manchester City now.
Yeah.
Abel Ruiz plays for Barcelona.
Yeah.
La Masia.
What I think about them?
Yeah,
they are good, very good quality, but they are still young. Mm-hmm. They still have to learn. They still, if they keep this way to do the things, they will. two great career for sure.
Yeah.
But I also remember many players playing in under 17 yeah. World Cup,
uh-huh.
and after disappear from the football because they change his style. So
okay.
if I have to say something, is continue in the same way, never lose. Never put out the feet from
right.
the floor,
right.
and just continue working. That things will come if you do this kind of things.
Well, he's asked me last question, so I would end with this question, Alfaro. In India for 2 years, where do you see how long do you see yourself going and pushing as a footballer, your career?
In Indian football?
In his career.
How long I will be here?
Not here. How long will you be in football?
Until I can play because I love it, yeah, of course.
Would you like to continue playing in India?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, uh-huh. what will happen in the future. But uh-huh. of course, it's a possibility. I'm very happy here. I love the people here and the country. So why not? Because I also have a family. Uh-huh. If they support me and they continue supporting me to play around the world, they would be a good possibility.
Your family had come to India. Did they love India?
Yeah, they enjoy too much and they love the people also because here you are very funny guys. This is the real truth. You are too many millions, but uh-huh. one thing in common that you have, many of you, is that you are good people and mm-hmm. honestly, and this is important also for us to come out and see this and feel this from the people is very good.
Okay, Alfaro, thanks a lot. I hope you have a really good time in India in the coming matches, and all the best for the upcoming matches of the Indian Super League.
Thank you very much.
That was Alfaro, guys, sharing his story, his time in Uruguay, his time in Italy, why he finds Indians funny. Well, one needs no reason for that. We are funny, we are happy, and always happy, isn't it? By the way, the other voice you heard in the background was Pune's media manager Pratik. A big shout out goes to our man for helping us get Alfaro on the pod. Guys, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did bringing it to you. So until the next episode, I wish you have a great time and enjoy the game.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.